All right, I think all the correct buttons are hit. It's 8:06 on Saturday morning, February 10th. Welcome to another show of The Morning After. We are on Q105, Q1055.com. You can always get our podcasts, Q1055.com, after the show, almost immediately after the show. The phone number, if we can take some calls between now and 10 o'clock this morning, that's when we wrap up, 419-240-1055. On the show today, Ashley's got an idea. We got a lot of stuff we didn't get to last week because the Brett's thing threw us off. What's the word with some local and big stories? What did you emotionally disconnect from? I promise not to monopolize that segment.
I feel like you will, but whatever.
Because 50 Shades Freed. Is your mic right? Did you switch mics?
No.
I'm so bad. You'd think I'd have this after like the 15th show.
I'm just saying, there's not a lot of choices as far as microphones go here.
There are a lot of pots to put up, though. We'll do sexy instructions because 50 Shades is out. And how were you gouged if we have time to get to that? And I have a handful of announcements to get to, like some community things to give you a heads up on. But we'll get going. Good morning. It's 8:07. It's Eric Chase, your good neighbor, Demetrius Nicodemus.
What it do?
And our friend, Ashley Tresso.
Sober. Sober and alive.
That's a good intro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like sober.
Sober. Sober in here. On time.
I like that. Yeah. Sober Ash. Because you don't want Bumble Ashley. And
I don't.
And not Bumble Ashley doesn't work. Yeah. Sober Ashley works.
Yeah. That's me at like 8 in the morning.
It was no Philly T this week. He'll be back from his brief hiatus next week. It was a weird week for me. Ashley, as you know, there's an extra person here?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it seems rude to go into a conversation when there's yet one more individual that needs to be introduced.
She's a guest.
I understand that, but she's still in the room.
We can just, well, all right, here's the thing. So
is she not allowed? Is she like, are you like illegal? Like, is ICE coming?
You know the two black person rule we have in here?
I know, and with one of them, we're like 1.5 right now.
Damaris, that microphone is on.
Yo, yo, yo. Hey, what's up?
That's an intro.
That is
an intro.
Man, that got breakfast clubby.
All right. D, I'll give you the rundown on this. Uh-huh. So, you know, I've been really, really, really active with NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and been doing lots of the social media. There's an event coming up, 15% off. 15% of your bill at Buffalo Wild Wings on Central Monday night goes towards NAMI. Mm-hmm. There's another event at SIP on the 20th, like an info meeting for The Walk, which is on May 12th. And NAMI is like, it's like a real organization now. They have interns. Like, I got more interns. They have more interns than we ever had. So there's a Brianna, and she does stuff. And then there's a Damaris. That's a Damaris. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
It's Demarius.
Demarius.
But
so I got Demetrius and Damaris?
Yes, it's very close.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But you'll be able to tell us apart. I'm just saying.
But I go by DJ Mir on the radio.
DJ Mir.
And
she introduced
herself with her background, and in there was said radio. And I'm like, well, you might as well just come by on Saturday and show us what we're doing wrong, and we can chat about NAMI stuff that way.
Okay.
What's this radio background you have?
Okay, so it's DJ Cool Kids Club.
Okay.
And it's urban education. So basically, it's we talk about like UT and sports as well, and just like our community and what's going on at UT.
So you're a UT student, and it's the UT radio station?
Right, yes. Right, so WXUT.
Urban education.
Yep, 88.3.
Yeah. I used to listen to 88.3.
Since
you guys are pretty good.
But disclaimer, I haven't been on the radio show since my junior year.
Will they let you come back?
Yes, definitely.
Like since Demetrius has welcomed you on our show, mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Can you get us on that?
Oh, I don't want to go on that show.
Why not?
No, why not? What? I'm just saying. It's the University of Toledo. God bless them. I love them to death. They're a great educational institution, but I can only imagine some of the rules that regulate a university-run station.
Yeah, that is true.
What are some of the rules?
Like, you can't, I mean, do you guys cuss? You can't cuss on the radio.
Oh, all the time. It is so crazy.
Innuendos or anything. But mm-hmm. everything is the same. Like, it's just the...
No one listens.
Yeah. Oh, no, what? We listen. It's more podcasts that people listen to, but yeah.
I was on college radio, and it was
for 3 weeks.
Horrific.
Oh, really?
I was at whatever the Towson University radio station was.
WW, no one's listening.
That's what it was. You broadcast, right. Like, if somebody was fortunate enough to turn on their TV and didn't change the channel in their dorm room, they got it.
Oh, gosh.
It gets, like, down, like, from here. Do people listen?
No, yeah. Actually, I was very surprised. In one of my communication classes, I guess she was... It comes on late at night, too. So it's 10:30 to midnight, I believe. Right. And she came up to me. She's like, I think you were in... Oh, she was like, I think you were on the radio station. I'm like,
well, I was drinking,
I was
getting ready to go
right,
out.
Exactly. And it comes on Saturday night. So if you're out driving and you happen to like flip on the radio station
and your knob falls off,
right,
and you can't tune it to anything else other than
the only way you're on 88.3 is if you get your an oil change and they like restart your battery and all the presets are gone.
Right, exactly. Hey,
and that's you
it's
on
a
Saturday
start.
Night.
Right.
So what was your DJ name?
DJ Meer.
Meet like M-E-E-R?
Yes.
Where'd you come up with that?
Demarius.
Oh.
Meer. My sister calls me Meer Meer.
Meer
Meer. It's a nickname, yeah.
We can call you
Is
Meer
she younger?
She's older.
Oh, she's... Oh wow, okay. Well, that's weird.
Did that explain why Demarius is here?
Yes. Yes. And I wanted to just say thank you for acknowledging the fact that she was sitting in the room and that instead of just rolling into your conversation with Ashley.
I literally...
It's February. You can't ignore black people in the room.
Just met her like 8 minutes ago.
It doesn't matter. Exactly, which makes it even more important. This is her first impression of you.
She could pull out like knife emojis and cut us all up, and that'll be the end of the morning.
That ain't going to happen.
You don't know that.
Just say hi.
Hi.
There you
Hello.
Go. Happy Saturday, everybody.
Happy Saturday, everybody. So it was a weird week for me. I had people over my home, like almost fire code worthy, at least for me. On Sunday night, Ashley couldn't ultimately make it because by the time you got around to making it over, it was, and this is for the Super Bowl, it was too messy outside.
Well, we went to my parents first and we were heading back and I'm like, both the kids fell asleep in the car and I didn't want to like totally screw Kevin with that because I was just going to have him drop me off in Uber home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, drinks will be had.
It was a good night.
And I know, looked fun.
It was a good night.
Your apartment looked trashed.
It was a mess.
No one helped you clean up. Like, rule going to someone's house number one. Like, help clean up a mess.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's new to the party game.
I understand that, but I mean, there were plenty of people there that should know. If anyone over 28 should know, like, you help clean up a little bit.
The only thing I was concerned about before we got that party going was, please let there not be any pee on the seat.
Ooh.
That was it. And there wasn't. So it was successful.
Yeah.
Pizza Cat ran out of Flamin' Cheetos for my Flamin' Cheetos pizza. D, you got to get some Pizza Cat.
Okay.
Thank you.
I will try some Pizza Cat.
I haven't had it yet either.
I don't know if I appreciate the food being attached to the animal, but once again, you know, it's like, you know, I'm not going to go to Ice Cream Dog, you know,
you
just because it sounds weird to me.
No, you might.
You know.
What did you do to watch the Super Bowl? Did you watch the game?
Yeah. All right. First of all, let me just tell you. We went to the Haggerty's, all right? Now,
a competing party that I didn't go
to. Well, here's the thing. We decided on the Haggerty's because there was going to be an abundance of children there. And I also realize that a lot of your Transformer collection is like baby grabbable. You know, it's eye level to a child and stuff in packages. It's like cracked to the weird. You know, they babies gravitate to that.
Did me a favor then.
So, yeah.
Thanks.
And so we went to the Haggerty's. Now, for some odd reason, everybody and their mama decided to show up at the Haggerty's. And God bless them for having so many friends. But it has now disqualified them from any gathering that they may now have in the future for me, as far as I'm concerned. Because there were two many people there. Yeah. Have you ever been, you know, and it's a house party, and there were too many people. It made it uncomfortable.
Well, and especially when you walk in and you're expecting like 5 to 10 people with mm-hmm. their plethora of children, and there's like 40.
Yeah, yeah. And then here on top of it, everybody had to take their shoes off. Okay, so now not only is the house full of people, but there's a pile of shoes stacked in front of the door, like cannibalism. Like, you walk in, you're like, where'd all the people go for these shoes? You're like, well, these people eat people. That's what the shoes represent. And it was just stacked high, high, high. Like, you had to dig through other people's shoes to get through yours if you showed up early.
We did that, too, because it was messy outside.
So I totally wore shoes, planning on going to his, having to take them off. Like, I decided what footwear I was going to wear, because I'm like, he probably is a take-your-shoe-off person.
I'm not usually, but because it was so messy outside, yeah, it was just like, take them off, leave them in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad, like, Sean Haggerty is one of the biggest Eagles fans on the planet. That was number one. Why
did you see his pizza?
Yeah, he had Mama Mary's making Eagles pizza.
An Eagles pizza, which didn't really, God bless him, you know. When you want something so bad, you see it in whatever you're looking at. And he opens up this pizza box. He goes, D, look at this. And I'm staring at what I could only describe to you as an amoeba. You know, it had things coming out of it, and it was swooped, and it was an odd shape, and it had like six leaves of spinach at the base of it. And I went, that's real nice, Sean. And he goes, don't you love it? And I said, yeah.
Vince and Frankie at Mama Mary's tried really hard.
Oh, absolutely.
They've got some Jersey roots, and they tried to do Sean a solid. Yeah. It was a nice Rorschach pizza.
Yeah, but he was like, it looks just like an eagle. And I was like, if you would run that eagle over with a truck.
The funny thing is, Mama Mary's had a segment on 13 over the weekend.
Mm.
And I asked Sarah, I was like, did Sean sign any payola paperwork about that? Did you guys pay for that pizza?
Hmm.
I'm glad I didn't go to my party.
Yeah, we were only there through the like first half of the first quarter, and then we left.
How many kids were there? All of them?
It looked like at any moment, like that old white guy who shows up next to the Indian kid with no shoes and goes, you know what a potato could do for him? You know, that guy? Like, there were so many kids there, like that commercial could have broken out at any time. And then there were like kids jockeying for like a hierarchy of leadership, which is just horrible because everybody's doing what the cute girl says. And I'm like, first of all, out of your league, brother. Right now, you need to know that. That's never happening. You're that kid, and I love you to death, but people are telling you that you're special and you can do anything, and that's not the truth. You see that? No, you shoot under that. That's what you do. That's how you're going to be happy, boy. You shoot under that. You admire that, but you go after that.
Was Leah this hot girl?
Yeah.
She was the old girl there, too, right?
And she was just like, and it was just like there's watching these boys, and I'm just like.
There's always a boss.
Yeah, and I'm just like, come on now, just stop it. Like, somebody should tell you, you know, a girl with a limp ain't too bad.
They'll get over that. They're young.
No, they won't. This is when it's put in them now, is when they think they got a shot at anybody. When you see those dudes, that's a special kind of circumstance that happened where the weird, ugly dude gets the real hot girl. You know, maybe they were trapped in an elevator and she got time to get to know him. Or, you know what, he just came up with a great app idea and now he's about to get paid. But they don't ever just find themselves with one another. It never happens.
Unless they grow up together.
Stop watching movies. That's not true.
You had a terrible time at this thing. Mine was much tamer.
Lots of observations in one quarter. I
was ready to smash dreams that night. I was like, you probably going to be pregnant. You probably going to fess up to it. Anyway.
You homeless, still looking for your shoes in that pile you lost years ago.
Whose kid is this even here? Who are you?
He's like that and still licking windows. Stop. He's not going to be a scientist.
Doesn't Amber have like 4 or 5 different kids and they're all different colors?
What does that have to do with anything? She has 3 and they're only 2 different colors.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Did they get a bigger trailer?
No, they showed up in the same one with the same personalized plate that says we roll with 2 different colors.
It's allowed in Sylvania in that neighborhood?
No, they got to park it outside.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Sylvania Township.
Uber
it. It's same schools, but different tax bracket.
My party was much tamer. No kid. It was no kids, no rooting.
Oh, wow, that's got to be a fun party. Hey, you want to come to the Super Bowl? Now, remember, you're not allowed to cheer for anything. I don't even care if you like that Sprite commercial with Morgan Freeman in it.
Oh, you're in a roll. What's in your Kahlua? Is your whiskey?
No, no. Just nothing but love from the chubby white lady from Starbucks who looked like she was 60.
Is it Demarius? We got a spicy new blood. We got a new Ajante here, and you're all flipping out?
Let's hope to God not. Like, hopefully this girl wakes up with pride.
Demarius, yes. Has anybody ever accused you or have you ever claimed to be a thought?
Oh, no. Right. Yeah, no, I can, not at all.
She's got
not
ruffles in her shirt. Oh, you kidding? You can't be a thought with ruffles in your shirt. That's the most ridiculous thing in the world. You need T.I.'s face on your ass or something. Like, just nothing but Drake on your thighs.
I'm leaving. You can do this by yourself. Next. 88.3 is about to take over in this.
Q105 is going to marry 105 couples.